A pair of eyes open to a blinding light. Ears to the wind howling betwixt coarse terrain. Hot sand is run through by dry hands. In the sky is two moons dancing over an unfamiliar place. This is the story of Aura, a young boy from the planet Earth. Needless to say, he is on Earth no more. To sleep he went within the warm safety of home, but he has awoken in a different dimension entirely. Aura stands within the shallow cave in which he was sleeping, making his way to its mouth. Dismay consumes him upon first sight of this new world. Distraught, he collapses, but before he may collect himself, the earth quakes in a rhythmic pattern similar to that of footsteps, and their severity yet increases. Lifting his head, Aura pauses in awe of the approaching mammoth, a colossal creature composed of rock. It begins to thrash about, destroying the formations of rock surrounding, pursuing him as he struggles to flee its unrelenting impact on the environment. Before long, the throbbing pain onset by the pursuer's movements become too much and Aura fades into slumber. Within this slumber, he dreams of home, but shortly is his dream stripped from him. The Colossus lifts him from his feet and crushes him with all of its force. However, by some means of miracle, Aura escapes its clutches and frantically searches for some means to impair it. He sees within the void of its eye sockets a glow from deep inside. Mounting the Colossus, he thrusts his arms into the void and removes a glowing piece of machinery, and with that, the Colossus collapses. Moving forward, Aura sees in the distance a field of mountains flooded by a thick fog. He hears the howling of another creature within, though there is no alternative route to escape the arid wasteland behind him. The temperature drops as he continues into the range, eventually coming to the base of the tallest mountain, to a pass, leading to the other side. Reluctantly, Aura dives into the abyss. A stench of death magnifies in ordinance with the depth he covers into the pass. Its origin is a pocket in the walls, a cave harboring a pair of glowing eyes. It howls and advances, shooting fire erratically. The fog clears as Aura passes under the beast into the abyss of the cave in an effort to escape. The wyvern follows, though the walls of the cave become progressively smaller. Eventually, but a small cavity remains through which Aura squeezes to escape the mountain range. However, the wyvern is yet stuck, writhing and thrashing to force through. The foundation ultimately fails to the weight of the mountain it supports, and the creature is crushed. Progressing from the city of Earth behind him, Aura moves toward plains which sit under a darkening blood-red sky. Two coarse, curved rods shoot from the soil, the space between them surging with beads of electricity. A fiery wall appears betwixt the columns, a spatial rend leading to another world, the Plains of Oblivion. Three beings step forth from the wall of fire, quickly surrounding our hero. A being of frost launching knives of ice, a being of storm shooting waves of electric current, and a being of fire summoning ferocious flames from hell. Time slows before Aura as he promptly slips from consciousness. Yet again, a pair of eyes open to blinding light, though this time they adjust to the sight of ashes. A feeling of warmth had overtaken Aura, a feeling fading swiftly as the earth ruptures and sifts, throwing him from his feet. From a black portal to the nether rises the guardian of the underworld, Cerberus. It roars ferally, breathing beams of fire all around. In a state of peril, Aura frantically eludes its attacks. However, the three-headed beast summons a door to the abyss and it drags him down to purgatory. Within the realm of hell, Aura stands against Cerberus with no means to overcome and escape. The beast lunges forth, wrapping its jaws around him and snapping them shut, though they do not close entirely. From Aura seeps a divine guard, a protective barrier. He feels the warmth he once felt and once again knows the power within himself, and with it, he destroys the hound and rises to the overworld. "What was its name?" he asks. This entity within me, this entity which protects me, it whispers in his ear, Aura, you don't remember. I am Susano. Aura emerges before a grand sea. Tidal waves and water spouts ravage the shore. Upon the precipice of the coast is perched a giant winged beast. It descends and summons the wrath of the ocean, thrusting it onto the land upon which Aura stands. The wave floods the landscape and engulfs, crushing him under immense pressure. The grand albatross waits unnervingly for a sign of movement while Aura struggles to summon his angel once more. Seconds before his last breath, the warmth once again explodes as the water surrounding warps and dislocates. He ascends quickly with broad black wings, materialized of Susano's cells, to face the albatross. Raising his right hand, Aura summons the sea once commanded by the creature before him, and with it he crushes the beast. He then soars forth, eventually coming to lands wherein the waves flow upwards. Aura alights before a grand bastion with a towering door. His shadow festering at his side rises and overtakes him. It suffocates him as the door opens, and from within it do more shadows extrude. They attempt to siphon his life away, but they, as the beasts before, dissolve from the power of Susano. Aura proceeds into the castle, traversing the many passages within. He comes to the grand hall, within which a large crest rests upon the furthest wall, a crest leading to the corridor of darkness. He plunges into the crest, arriving at a valley of void, and before him stands a great shadow. It subdues Aura, compressing the bones within him. Though its triumph is only sustained briefly as Susano bursts out, severing the creature's head, promptly Aura escapes the realm of darkness, returning to the world of light and using his power to cleanse the darkness of Hollow Bastion. Beyond the castle exists a vast wasteland, over which Aura glides with exhaustive haste. He is disturbed by a thin ringing, a shriek carried over the wind for a great distance. With the cry of this far-off beast comes widespread conflagration, igniting the scarce organic life within its reach. A cloaked equestrian riding a dark Alar creature draws nigh. It summons acid which rains from the heavens and sand which clutches from below. Frail are these attempts, however, to the power of Susano. Finally, the beast descends and the hooded figure dismounts, provoking Aura. A decision proving to be foolish as Aura materializes a ghostly blade with which he pierces the void of flesh. In an instant, the air pressure changes, becoming drawn to the imploding being. Following is a massive explosion which carries the ashes of the Nazgul to lands far away. Aura is soon drawn to a collection of mountains to the north, the top of this world. He pursues the highest peak of the tallest mountain, for the beast within its cap is the last he shall face. It howls vexatiously, beckoning his accession. However, his movements come to a stop. Spasms overwhelm him, and as he is brought to his knees, the very planet oscillates. Aura's mind races with memories, and his brain ruptures, inciting the flourishing and consequently the hyperactivity of Susano. It annihilates the land surrounding, relinquishing the snowy climate and deconstructing the mountains surrounding the lair of Bahamut. The lair itself, however, remains. In an outburst of anger, Aura raises his hand, and with his cerebral prowess, he drags the dragon from its lair, suspending it in midair. The king of dragons, once bellowing of morale, now cries for its life, a life now destroyed. No moment of clarity follows Aura's final endeavor, for there is yet an endeavor inside of him. His brain activity continues to derail as the power of Susano heightens. It releases immense pressure, consuming structures all around the world. Aura struggles for control, however, no force he now commands may hinder the force, which is already deconstructing this different dimension. Seasons flash swiftly as bolts of lightning. Mountains are erected and fissures carved within seconds. Such is the manifestation of a now unruly Susano, or resists with all his might, though his strength is not enough to overcome this parasite.
That's it,
he utters. You are a parasite, Susano. You are nothing without me. Thus, he focuses his energy not on suppression, but extraction. He carves into his soul and from it hails the parasite. However, he concurrently induces a deep slumber. Aura awakens from his slumber with hope that the parasitic entity is no more. Though it has adversely obtained tangible form, it is a silhouette, a shadow in a world now on the brink of void. I am no parasite, it mutters, and as it opens its mouth to speak once more, raises its hand, summoning hordes of apparitions, exponentially dividing and consuming the remaining matter of broken worlds. I am God.